Hello, hello, hello. What's up, fellas? What's up, ladies? What's going on, beautiful people around the world? This is EAD, Electronic News Network. Today, guys, it's a beautiful day. Lots of great tech innovation, lots of great tech updates. I'm just going to be showing you guys here pretty much. And running down what went down for today. Even some stuff from last week. There's been updates with, the PS5 and the Xbox. There's been updates with some smartphones, some smart devices. I'm just going to go and run through a few of that, information to you guys. And, if you guys like this content, please go ahead, leave a link, leave a comment in the description below. Definitely go ahead, like, and subscribe to this channel for more weekly updates. And go ahead and like us on Facebook, Instagram, and also LinkedIn as well. All right. So pretty much today, guys, there is new games for the PS5 and Xbox Series X, okay? So I'm going to go through some new games that's coming in 2021 for these new systems here, all right? So let's see. Lots of new games, guys. I mean, these two systems are absolutely ridiculous. If you haven't already, go ahead and check out the go ahead and check out the unboxing videos for these gaming systems. All right, so let's see here. So you have the PS5 and Xbox Series X 2021 release schedule. Okay, so you have these games here. You have MXGP 2020. All right. So it looks like this was actually, this is PS5 exclusive, and it was released the 14th. You got Hitman 3, guys. If you guys haven't checked out Hitman 3, Hitman 3 looks kind of crazy. We've had, a few, updates on Hitman 3, software development and gaming development as well. So you can check those out as well, too. You also have, Ride 4. That actually came out in the 21st, okay, for both systems. You have Atelier Risa 2, okay, Lost Legends. This is for PS5 exclusive. You got Cyber Shadow. This is coming out the 26th, guys, so tomorrow. You got The Medium coming out the 28th this week. You also have The Pedestrian, which also came out in January, so beginning of January, January 1st, you have Werewolf, the Apocalypse, Earthblood, it's coming out in February. You got the Neo Remastered, you got Neo 2 Remastered, it's coming out in February 2021 as well. You got Little Nightmares 2, Destruction All-Stars, that's featured in February. You got Yakuza, and so you can go and you check out on Facebook, guys. Check out our Facebook page. I'll leave a link in the description below, guys. You can check out and just click on the link. You can check out all these games. Now, I don't know any of these games personally except Cyberpunk 2077, and that, obviously, that game looks absolutely gorgeous. So I cannot wait to play that. All right. If you guys played that, if you guys know how it is, you guys like it, leave a comment in the description and let me know how it is. Let me know, let us know how it is, honestly, for the EAD community. Let us know, if you actually have a gaming in-game video and you want to leave a link in the comments, go ahead and do that too, so people can watch it and not, we'll definitely be glad to watch it as well. You got Crossfire X. You got Doom Eternal. This is supposed to be a pretty good game too. You got Ghost Runner, you got God of War, the new one, Ragnarok. It's only PS5, guys. God of War is really a PS5 game, if you guys don't know. You also have Far Cry 6. That's also coming out as well too. You got all these games, guys. I'm not going to go through all of these games, but very big titles here that I'm seeing. And I know you guys would definitely be interested as well. All right, so let's see here. Bear with me one moment. One second here. Okay, perfect. Also, so we got Verizon. Prepaid customers can now access fast 5G. So you got fast 5G, guys. 5G, guys, is getting everywhere. It's really becoming everywhere. It's really it's becoming the new normal, right? So you have Verizon, you have other, telecommunication services. They're really putting in, technologies in place so 5G can adapt, as a network, like they did with LTE and other, 4G and stuff like that. So that's pretty cool. And just a little tidbit, I mean, Verizon extending access to its fast mmWave 5G network to its prepaid customers for the first time. The new unlimited plan starts at $75 a month, $10 more than the standard unlimited prepaid plan, and includes access to Verizon's 5G ultra wideband network. Previously, 5G UW access was limited to postpaid customers on certain unlimited plans. All prepaid and postpaid plans continue to include access to Verizon's slower nationwide 5G network, which is currently only a bit faster than LTE. All right, so 5G obviously, guys, is it's the latest, phone connectivity out there. And I remember the first time it like came out, 5G, I'm like, man, LTE is not even that bad, so we'll see how fast 5G is, honestly. We'll see what's good. Another kind of crazy thing that has popped up today too, guys, is that President Joe Biden wants to replace government fleet with electric vehicles. So, he pretty much wants to start the process of phasing out federal government use of gas-powered vehicles and replacing them with the ones that run on electricity. The announcement is that the is a fulfillment of promise Biden made on the campaign trail to swap government fleet vehicles with American-made EVs. Okay, so those are electric vehicles, guys. That's awesome. Okay, the federal government also owns an enormous fleet of vehicles, which we're going to replace with clean electric vehicles made right here in America by American workers, Biden said during a briefing Monday announcing his Buy American executive order. So that's awesome, guys. So get ready, state workers, government lo you know, government workers, local, state, federal, get ready for these electric vehicles about to roll out, confirmed by President Joe Biden. We also have the new ca we have new cameras, right? So new cameras coming out. You have the Samyang adds full. So it's got the full frame, kind of a, just little tidbit news on new camera information. And so to check out pretty much new and upcoming news, guys, for tech and everything like that, please, guys, please visit our Facebook page. You can obviously see it right here. It's called Electronic Editions. Really the Facebook username, if you want to really get it right, it's called The Real EAD. you can check up. Go ahead and like our page, and follow us as well. And every single day, guys, we're bringing tech updates, tech news, tech value over to you guys. All right. So, there's lots of things going on, and we just want to be the ones to make sure that you get the fullest information possible, right? So we got the Xbox Series X. So apparently there was some flaws with the Xbox Series X. So, fixes 4K Blu-ray black levels after an enthusiast saw they were off, right? So originally the Xbox Series X had an issue and had it and how it would display video content from its 4K Blu-ray player instead of outputting a true black signal when scenes were completely dark. It would improperly show a slightly brighter image. This would be especially noticeable on screens where individual pixels are supposed to be darkened completely at full black, such as OLEDs, right? So it had a little bit of a glitch there, right? So display tech enthusiast Vincent Theo, some of you guys may know him, spotted the original issue on HDTV Test YouTube channel back in November. Okay. So it looks like they fixed that. So that's all good. All you Xbox players out there, if you guys, have noticed that, you turn on your Xbox, restart it, do whatever you got to do today, see if they fix that for you. All right. That's what I suggest you guys to do. We also have Pokemon Go trainers can catch a shiny Sneasel this weekend. All right. So, all you Pokemon Go guys, I remember the first time that this actually rolled out on the App Store, this game. The first time, guys, I remember the first time I was like, man, what is this game? I have no idea what this game is. This game, lots of, college students, lots of, kids in high school, middle school, all the way down, kids school everywhere, from America to different places around the world, they're all downloading Pokemon Go, right? So they're all downloading this game and it's going crazy. So apparently there's some new news coming and there's some event coming this weekend. So a Pokemon Go Sneasel event is coming this weekend alongside a batch of event exclusive timed research from 8 p.m. from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. local time this Saturday, January 30th. You'll find exclusive field research tasks that can lead you to Sneasel, including the rare shiny Sneasel, right? So any of you that know Sneasel as a character, you know it's a beast, right? So with the full 14 hours to play the event, even the unluckiest shiny hunter has a solid chance at catching the ultimate prize. So stay tuned, guys. All right. Stay tuned on that, right? If you want to know more about that, go ahead to our Facebook page called The Real EAD. Go ahead and look up this article on Pokemon Go. Click into it. You can read more about it. All right. Guys, this is crazy. Honestly, when I first saw this, when I saw what was going on here, for you guys that are looking at the screen and seeing what I'm seeing, I was like, man, this is insane. So, GTA Protagonist remastered in modern detail for the Ultimate Heist team up, right? So, Claude, you have Tommy. You have CJ and Nico are looking good. So for you guys that are not familiar with GTA Grand Theft Auto, it is a awesome game rolled out on both systems, PlayStation and Xbox. It is a free-for-all single player game where you get to do various missions and act like you're a gangster in real life. Now, The crazy thing that I see about this photo is, if you guys don't know, a lot of you guys that are watching this right now probably do know, is that this character right here, all the way to the right, this dude is from GTA 3. I just remember it because of the black jacket and the green pants. I used to play GTA 3 when I was probably like in like third or fourth grade, honestly. I was very young, but I remember that back in the day. And you got Nico over here from GTA 4, okay? You have CJ from San Andreas, right? And you got my other dude over here, right? I think this is Claude or Tommy, all right? This is from Vice City. So they got the impersonations, and they look pretty good, guys. Now, I'm going to go into this because, obviously, this is GTA. This is a very popular game, and some of you guys definitely want to know more about, you know, definitely more about that for sure and how they look like. So let's see what's good here. Let's see what's good. I know I saw it had a video. Let's watch the video a little bit, and see what that looks like. But just look at the thumbnail. I mean, you see how clear that looks? Imagine that's coming out on the PS4, PS5. Guys, that's going to be looking amazing. All right. So let's see what's good. Crisp this looks, guys. Guys, you know, leave a comment below, just how beautiful those, those sketches were, those outlines were, just how beautiful those action figures were. Like, those were actual real characters. And the funny thing is, when those games actually came out, they were very, very, like, the graphics were terrible. I remember when those games came out, guys, you know, when you're looking at San Andreas, Vice City, you could have barely seen their faces. You would have just saw, you know, like a box, and, you know, a character in some clothes. But now you actually really see, like, the characters in real life. They're looking like real people. So it's kind of crazy. So that's a little bit update on GTA. They're looking to remaster. And a little bit of a side note, too. You know, I've also read on some articles where, you know, they're doing remasters GTA for the PS5, you know, and the PS4. So that would just be amazing. All right. This is a quick little kind of our TikTok. This is from our TikTok page. All right, this is just a little quick little video on the PS2. It's about, you know, less than a minute long, but I'm going to show you guys just for the kicks of it.
One of the most popular gaming consoles, Sony Computer Entertainment aimed to create something even more powerful, PlayStation 2. Working with Toshiba, PlayStation 2 was powered by all new technology, including the breakthrough Emotion Engine CPU. PlayStation 2 included a DVD-ROM that played larger, more advanced games, as well as DVD movies.
I'm ready. Everyone's ready, right? Who wants a PlayStation 2?
PlayStation 2! 2000, PlayStation 2 arrived and was a massive overnight success, with units going for as high as $1,000 on eBay. Stores quickly sold out, and the PlayStation 2 pushed its way to becoming the best-selling console of all time.
Sony's PlayStation 2 is here. It is hot. It's quickly disappearing from stores in its first day on sale nationwide.
That's a little bit of history on the PlayStation 2. You know, we actually are selling that on our website. And you can visit our website. We have a link in the description as well. It's called electronicadditions.net. We're selling for just $75, guys. Okay. Price may differ from the time that, you know, we post this video and from where you actually go on the website and see it. But, you know, for right now, it's priced at $75. Okay. Just imagine, guys, we're already at the PlayStation 5. PlayStation 2 was like, you know, PlayStation 2 was like, you know, I think 2004 or 2005-ish. So we're coming from a long way, you know, PS1, PS2, PS3, PS4, you know, now we're at PS5. We've come a long way. So, you know, just be proud, guys. Be proud, gamers. Let's get it. So let's see here. You got Netflix as well. Netflix is doing some big things too, as well as Peacock. All right. I'm going to get to Peacock in a second. Some of you guys probably know the information, but Netflix, guys, has detailed an upgrade to its Android app, which should reduce buffering and make audio sound better and easier to hear over background noise. Now, it's been made possible thanks to the adoption of the XHE AAC codec, which I have no idea what that is, which a Netflix blog post says should improve intelligibility in noisy environments, adapt to variable cellular connections, and scale to studio quality. Netflix's use of codec was announced earlier this month and is available on devices running Android 9 and above. All right, so if you have Android and you also have Netflix, all right, so this is going to be great for you guys, honestly. You know, say if, you know, you're always around noisy, you know, noisy environments, you're always, maybe you're at the office or maybe you're on the bus, you're on the train, it's a little bit noisy. Android users, this is going to be a great way for you to actually hear less noise, right? So it's pretty much the deal. Now, guys, you know, when I was talking about Peacock, guys, so long story short, guys, many of you guys probably heard about this, but WWE, the network now, is going on Peacock. It's going to be fully integrated into Peacock starting in March. Okay, so starting in March. All right, so pretty much, guys, this is pretty cool. This is pretty big for Peacock. You know, honestly, I'm gonna be real. When the first time I heard Peacock, I was like, man, what is this? I have no idea what this app is. This is, you know, there's already Netflix, there's already Hulu, there's already other services, other app services out there that provide streaming. You know, there's cable, I mean, there's YouTube. Why do I need Peacock? But the thing I like about Peacock is that they're smart. I don't know what happened between them and Netflix, but honestly, if you guys have watched the show called The Office, you guys would have seen, you guys would have seen that The Office, the show The Office, was actually taken off of Netflix and actually, you know, they've integrated, they've actually moved over to Peacock. So now Peacock is streaming Netflix. So now you can stream, not Netflix, The Office. So now you can stream The Office on Netflix. And, you know, that's amazing. You know, so I think Peacock definitely did a really good move there because, first of all, when The Office went off Netflix, guys, there was a huge community of people that really watched The Office, including myself. I used to hate The Office in the beginning, but over time, my sister made me actually watch and I actually liked it. So there was a huge influx of people that were like, man, what is going on with The Office? Why is The Office not on Netflix anymore? You know, it used to be so easy, and there used to be a lot of people streaming The Office, and it's a pretty old show too, but it's still very good. So now you have it on Peacock, and that's amazing, as well as now you're going to get the WWE Network also on Peacock, so you can start streaming in March. That's amazing, guys, right? So that's awesome. That's some big news. That's definitely some big news right there. So let's see here. So you got a little news on Lexus. Lexus doing some you know, they have their focus on crossovers and SUVs. It's, you know, Lexus does still make sports sedans, bypass the brand's family haulers. And you'll find the Impact IS. So this new Lexus over here, the Impact, called the Impact IS, a sweetly styled four-door that's been heavily refreshed for 2021. So that's definitely going to be fully loaded with all these tech items and stuff like that, all these tech, you know, software updates and, you know, all that good stuff. So you see here we have the MacBook line offers three distinct choices, right? So you got the 13-inch Air, you got the 13-inch Pro, you got the 16-inch Pro. You got students who need a remote learning tool are going to naturally gravitate towards one of them, right? It's cool. I think there was another news, obviously, that I think, you know, the new MacBook is supposed to be coming out, so it is 2021. You know, let me know in the description, in the comments, guys, what you think about, you know, the new MacBooks and the layout and stuff like that. And let me know what you think about the touch bar. Is the touch bar really needed? Is it, you know, is it really needed? You know, for an extra, you know, few, you know, a couple hundred dollars, is the touch bar needed? Do we need a touch bar? I mean, I used to have a Mac. You know, Macs are amazing, fast, beautiful, awesome. But, you know, I didn't need a touch bar. You know what I mean? The touch bar, it is a good added feature, but is it needed? I don't know. Let me know in the comment section, though. You got VR games this year that have been better than ever, thanks to Valve's VR masterpiece, Half-Life, right? So pretty much what the consensus of the general population that uses VR, they've come up with is pretty much that the Oculus Quest 2 is the best, most affordable option for VR, right? But it requires a Facebook account to work, guys. So if you've, say, you know, if you've got booted off Facebook, or you're, you know, you've been doing some crazy things on Facebook and you're not on Facebook anymore and they kicked you off the platform, this may not be a good option for you, right? But say, you know, obviously, you know, you've been, you know, you've been a good, you know, you've been on your good standing with Facebook, and, you know, you want VR experience, this may be the best option for you. Honestly, personally, I have not tried this system out yet, but I've heard a lot of good reviews. I've heard the price is definitely, I think it's around $200 to $300, if I'm not mistaken, retail. Yes. Are we going to, sell this product on our website as well? Maybe, most likely. Is it going to be discounted? Very slightly. But at the end of the day, this product, this VR system, seems like it's pretty much the best right now. Okay, so if you want to check it out, you could probably even buy it from Facebook anyways, or you can just go on the Google store and you can just pick it up from there. Okay, so see here. What other interesting tech news there is for you guys? Right, so you got Super Mario 3D World and Bowser's Fury appears to include a setting that lets you adjust how much Bowser Jr. assists you. Okay, the setting was revealed in a tweet from the official Japanese Twitter account for Mario's 35th anniversary via Nintendo Life. While it is in Japanese, the rough Google translation says Mario teams up with Bowser Jr., who will help you, and the degree of help can be set. All right, so that's pretty cool, guys, for you Super Mario fans out there, for you gaming nerds, for you Super Mario enthusiasts, for you fanboys out there. This is awesome for you, right? So now you got Bowser Fury be able to help you out, all right? So he'll be able to help you out, and that should be fun right there. Let's see. What else? Let's see here. We got a couple camera reviews, guys. I'm not gonna go too much into the camera reviews, but we can definitely say that, you can see this picture obviously from right here. This is a big Canon camera. Look at the size of her face and her hands compared to that camera, guys. It is just very large. Okay, so the Canon 200mm f1.8L may be over 30 years old, but the fact that it still keeps coming up with the newest high resolution sensors is a testament to its design. Featuring guest photographer Irene Rudinick. And if you're watching this, Irene, I hope I'm pronouncing your last name correctly. All right. So, you see this lovely lady holding this really massive camera. And Canon cameras are very, very meticulous. From talking to a nice business friend of mine, he loves cameras. His name's Brian. Brian, if you're watching this, salute. But he loves cameras, and I think he'd be over this. He'd be all over this any day. So that is that. And we have this interesting piece of tech, which is also a camera. This looks like a little slide phone over here too. So let's see here. So the Insta360 1R is a modular action and 360 camera that snaps together like Lego bricks. Okay, so as you can see, the camera looks pretty cool, guys. It looks cool. This is not like some random camera you buy at CVS and you take a picture and then you have to wait in line to get your picture. You know what I mean? This is a Definitely, this is an interesting camera, right? So this is the Insta360 1R, right? All right. It allows users to choose between three cameras or mods, right? So that's pretty dope. Depending on the most important features, you got A1 edition, A1 inch edition, $550, using large one, type sensor features a, you know, Leica branded lens, captured 5.3 video and 19 MP images, right? So a 360 edition, right? You got the $430, captures 5.7K spherical video, which is pretty much, if you guys know what spherical is, so it's like, you know, pretty much 360 all around. And the 4K edition, which is $300, it includes a 12 MP sensor that shoots 4K video, which is still pretty good, guys. 4K, that's very high resolution for $300. Very good price, guys. Very good price. The first option is somewhat unique, given that most action cameras have smaller sensors. To use any of the cameras, one connects them to a second cube-shaped unit. Insta360 calls the core module, which includes an LCD touchscreen, buttons, and ports, the camera and core combo that snaps onto a battery base for operations. Wow, that was a mouthful right there. But yeah, guys, this actually looks really cool. And just the design really just catches your eye, you know? It definitely just catches your eye for sure. Okay. This is an air fryer from Home Heart. You know, so this is a very nice air fryer here. All right. If you guys aren't using air fryers, I'm telling you guys, check it out. If you want the link to, you know, go ahead onto our Facebook page. I'll leave a link in the description on Facebook called The Real EAD. You can check out this link over here if you want to purchase one from these guys as well. All right. We have the iPhone 12, which can interfere with pacemakers. Apple confirmed. And so, guys, yeah, pacemakers is pretty much this kind of magnetic wallet that attaches to your iPhone. And so a lot of college kids, a lot of, you know, kids that I really see, or a lot of, I can't say kids, a lot of adults I see in college, they put this on their phone, or even in high school now, right? So they put these wallets on their phone. There's always something new. And so, but Apple is saying that this is looking to not be, this is not looking good for the iPhone 12. Like, this is just not good for your phone, right? So if you have a pacemaker, then you might want to think twice about buying an iPhone 12 or any other model in the iPhone 12 range, as one of the star features of the phone also makes it a risk. We're talking, of course, about MagSafe, which uses magnets and radios to let you attach accessories to the back of your phone. If you have pacemaker, then you're probably already aware that magnets don't mix well with it at all. Okay, but Apple has now confirmed that iPhone 12s are no exception, guys. So if you have an iPhone 12, keep the MagSafes away. Keep anything magnet away from the iPhone 12, all right? Don't put the MagSafe on it, all right? And if you do, that is definitely on you, guys, all right? You know, so you got two exclusive games coming in 2021 for the Xbox Series X, right? So I'm going to go ahead and not click on this link and have you guys go in our head in our Facebook page and check out what those are, okay? Now you have speakers, the best Bluetooth speakers for 2021, right? And for any budget, so let's just take a quick look and see maybe what is good for you. All right, so you got this. Number one is the Sonos Move, the best Bluetooth speaker in the world. That's what, you know, they're presuming, right? And it does look very, very nice. Okay, and you got, it costs about $400, guys, so $398.98, okay, just for a speaker, okay? So this better be the best speaker in the world if it's costing $400. So you got a weight of 6.6 pounds. You got your battery life of 10 hours. You got Wi-Fi connectivity. You got your drivers. You got USB and everything like that. Reasons to buy, integrates with the Home Sonos speaker network. It's on the go, it has on the go tunes. Reasons to avoid, it looks like not as feature rich when using Bluetooth, which is kind of a bummer because if I have a speaker, it better be Bluetooth. Can't be used as rear cinema speakers. And that can also be, a rear, kind of a bummer for some people who like having rear cinema speakers. So, you got that right there. You got the UE Boom 3, okay? 15 hours battery life, 1.2 pounds, wireless range up to 30 plus feet. You have the USB charging. You got the AUX in, right? No AUX actually. This is a pretty good price, so 143, not too bad, right? So the former best Bluetooth speaker is still great for traveling, right? So you got this is just about, I would say around 143, one, just 150, so have a good 150 if you plan to buy this type of speaker. It's pretty good, good reasons to buy. It's IP67 waterproof, so it's water and dust proof. Powerful sound. And then also this rugged design as well too. Okay, so reasons to avoid, audio could be clear, right? So that's the one thing is that if I have a speaker, I want clear sound. I want that to sound like crystal clear water just dripping from the ocean. If I have a speaker that doesn't work like that, that's the sound is not good. Maybe it might be time to check out for another one, So see. You got the JBL Flip 5. A lot of I see that my friends and family, they have this, and I've seen this speaker in real life. They have the JBL Flip or some sort of version of it. A fun, no frills portable speaker, about 1.2 pounds, 12 hours. You got no USB charging, no AUX, your Bluetooth version. So it's Bluetooth around about 120 bucks, right? $89 on Harman, about $120 on Best Buy and Amazon. Okay. So I would definitely go with the higher price and just in case, right? So what's a good reason to buy this? It's engaging, it's entertaining sound. It's easy to use. Reasons to avoid, no 3.5 millimeter input, no mic for hands, right? You got free calls, right? So no mic for hand-free calls. Oh wow, so no mic. So that's another kind of con, right? So not a good look there. But all in all, they're pretty good speakers. Right, and then you got the UE Wonder Boom 2. This looks nice with the classic pink design as well too there. And you got other speakers as well too. We're not going to go down the whole list. If you definitely want more guys, you can definitely go ahead and visit the Facebook page and click on the links so you can get more information. All right. So, crazy thing that did happen today too, guys. The new iPhone 13, it has a release date, price, news, leaks, everything like that, right? So what do we want to see? A new iPhone, probably the iPhone 13, but maybe the iPhone 12s is coming in 2021. Okay, even if you're only just wrapping your head around the iPhone 12 family, and we've already seen a variety of juicy leaks and rumors land. Apple's 2021 handsets are likely to launch toward the end of the year, right? So we all know, guys, we all know that Apple always comes out every single year. Hey, it's always the time too, guys. I like to connect it with Drake because Drake seems to drop. It's always during the fall. Drake always drops new albums in the fall. You got new iPhones that come out. You know, you want to get the best, you know, you just want to get the best stuff. You know what I mean? You want to get the best tech. So, you know, pretty much, guys, it's like, you're looking at that, you're like, man, you know, Apple's bound to release something at the, you know, by probably fall, by the fall time. So we all know what Apple's game is. Right, but maybe it could be before then, but we'll see. It's 2021, who knows? Right, so Apple's 2021 handsets are likely to launch toward the end of the year, but we're hearing news from a variety of sources about what to expect on the next gen iPhone from Apple. Okay, so you know, there's, you know, if you want to go ahead and you know, find out more information, you can click the link. You can click the link over here in our Facebook page and it'll tell you more about that as well. Let's see. So Microsoft rolls out password monitor feature on Edge browser, right? So guys, if you're using Microsoft Edge, I use Microsoft Edge. We're using Microsoft Edge right now as we speak, all right? Web browsers like Google Chrome and Firefox include features that warn users of compromised passwords. These include lists of potential third-party breaches and prompts to change passwords that are being reused across multiple websites or services, right? So that's pretty good, right? That's definitely good. That's probably why a lot of people do use Chrome or Firefox, because, you know, there's a list of potential, you know, breaches, and it lets you know if your password's being compromised or you're compromised or anything like that. So Microsoft Edge is now rolling out a similar feature, according to TechRadar, first announced in March 2020. Password Monitor in Edge will offer the same kind of safeguards as Chrome and Firefox with a few added necessities. Okay. So that's definitely good, guys. You know, so, you know, if you're using a PC, you know, or the Mac or whatever, but you're also using Microsoft Edge, I highly suggest, you know, go ahead and do the update, you know, just so, you know, you'll have the best security, right? You never want your passwords to be compromised, especially if you guys do, you know, lots of gaming or, you know, business online or even online learning, which is happening now during these times of COVID. You definitely want to have the best, the best security, just so, you know, it's not, you know, your passwords aren't compromised or anything like that. All right. So let's see. You got the MacBook Pro 14-inch 2021. Release date, price, news, and leaks, right? So Apple currently has two different MacBook Pro models, a more compact 13-inch version, and a larger 16-inch laptop, right? The latter replaced the old 15-inch model back in November 2019, the thinking is when Apple comes to refresh the smaller MacBook Pro in 2021, it is similarly step up the size by an inch. So we'll have the MacBook Pro 14 inch, right? So that's amazing, guys. Coming in 2021, You know, that's amazing. So while the latest MacBook Pro 13-inch powered by Apple's new M1 chip was only launched a couple months back in November 2020, there's obviously scope for introducing new model later this year, right? Which can benefit from the same sizing up move as the larger MacBook Pro did. Indeed, the rumor mill seems fairly convinced that this will happen. And we've been hearing plenty of the grapevine about how the purported MacBook Pro 14-inch could shape up. Sorry, guys. That includes some potential major design changes. So let's dive straight into the full lowdown, right, on what they might be. And we could see the arrival of this rumored new 14-inch information of Apple's notebook. Let's see here. So we got a few things with Apple, guys. Let's just wrap this. You know, let's definitely wrap this up into something that you can take into consideration today. Put some money saved away for your Apple devices. Okay, you got the iPhone 13 coming out as well too, right? We just went over that. You got the MacBook Pro 14-inch, right? About to drop in 2021, right? And your new Apple Watch is about to get a new time to walk feature, right? So it's pretty much you get to walk. I think this is the app where you get to walk with celebrities. You get to listen to, I guess, their podcasts or whatever. I've seen a couple of them. I think I've seen Draymond Green and a couple other athletes and stuff like that. You get to walk with them on your Apple Watch and listen to what they're saying, you know? And so that's amazing, right? That is awesome. That is just amazing. Wow. Right? So Apple just pushed out the release candidate version of Watch OS 7.3 beta, meaning a public launch is going to happen in the very near future. And it mentions the new time to walk feature coming to the Apple Watch for subscribers to Apple Fitness Plus, right? So if you're a subscriber to Apple Fitness Plus, you definitely want to check out this feature for sure. So we saw the first signs of time to walk back at the start of the month, but now Apple has provided an official blurb. It will apparently provide an audio experience in the workout app where guests share inspiring stories as you walk. You'll be able to select the new type of workout from your watch, then get a timed audio accompaniment, to go with your wanderings, right? So it's on the go with you guys, right? So the walk will of course be logged in the Apple Health app as usual and contribute to your daily activity score. Okay, so that's pretty amazing, guys. You got new tech coming out with Apple. You got the iPhone, like I said before. You got the MacBook. Now you have this feature on your Apple Watch. There is just so much development going on, right? And this is just amazing. Let's see here. All right. So, in the game that we were talking about before, Cyberpunk 2077 is the biggest digital game launch of all time. According to industry analyst SuperData, Cyberpunk 2077 sold a staggering 10.2 million copies in December 2020, giving it the biggest game launch of all time based on digital revenue and digital units sold. So 10.2 million copies, guys. And let me tell you guys, when I first saw the commercial of Cyberpunk, I was so stunned and amazed. I really can't believe they were able to, like, when I first just saw the pictures, commercials, I was like, man, this game is going to be big and it's gonna sell out. And it did. I mean, it definitely sold, a lot, right? So a successful marketing campaign and the reputation of The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt provided the hype necessary for the CD Projekt Red title to break records despite issues including performance problems on consoles, widespread glitches, and the indefinite removal of the game from the PlayStation Store, right? So, all in all, Cyberpunk 2077 is the biggest digital game launch of all time, guys. I mean, that's amazing. So see here. You got news with some PC news. We got some smartphone news, right? So so it looks like Huawei is having just a little bit of issue, right? So the problem caused by Huawei's US trade ban aren't going away anytime soon. But newly leaked information gives us some idea about how the upcoming Huawei P50 and P50 Pro phones might still be able to run on Kernin 900 9,000 chipsets, right? Which hopefully means you'll be still able to use it in the US and it's not going to have all these problems. All right, so that is definitely something to consider. And lastly, guys, another thing to really consider, guys, we, as Electronic Editions, we just want to make sure that you guys are in best hands, you guys are safe with all your tech devices. You guys aren't getting scammed by these hackers. As tech starts to innovate, there'll be a community out there of people trying to, a party out there of people trying to hack into your systems, right? Trying to compromise your passwords, trying to get into your accounts. And that's something that we definitely do not want to see happen to any of the people that follow us, or any of the people, that, come to our store or anything like that. So pretty much, guys, we want to keep you updated with news that will help you prevent those scams from happening, right? So between the winter weather and COVID-19, most people are spending a lot of time at home, right? So streaming services such as Netflix or Hulu are more popular than ever. So watch out for scams cashing in on this opportunity. So BBB Scam Tracker, right, has gotten numerous reports of a text message con tricking would-be watchers with free Netflix for a year. So guys, if you've gotten a text message or maybe even a call from someone saying, hey, you got free Netflix for a year, guys, don't move forward with that, guys. Don't move forward with that. Okay. Anything, even personally, I never click on any links that are sent to me anywhere, like via text message or email or anything like that, because there are phishing attacks. People can go into your information. Even if it's a link from your email, they can compromise your data, your information. They know where you are, they know everything like that. So you just want to be careful, double check. If you want to double check and redouble check, that's fine too. It's always good to be safe than sorry, right? So pretty much, let's see how this scam works. Is pretty much you receive a text message that says something like this. Due to the pandemic, Netflix is offering everyone a free year of service to help you stay at home. Click the link to sign up. Sounds great, right? Not really. So if you click the link, you'll be taken to a website to fill out your personal information and add a payment method. This is how they get you guys. However, the website is not run by Netflix, guys, right? So if you sign up, you'll have given your personal information to a scammer. If you added payment information, you may be charged for services that you'll never receive because scammer doesn't have anything to do with Netflix, okay? So, and this is how they get you guys. And trust me, guys, these scammers and the people that are coming at, the people that are trying to compromise information and, you know, use it for their own pleasures or whatever, they're becoming more smarter and smarter, and they are putting up fronts as, you know, businesses as fronts to get your information. So in order to make sure that, you know, the business is real, you want to make sure that you're going onto the real website. You want to make sure the business is actually verified. And you want to make sure you're checking out the terms and conditions pages. You want to make sure it has a privacy policy. You want to make sure that that's actually the website it's supposed to be. Okay. And if you have to contact customer service, do that just in case, guys. You know, it's always good to be safe rather than sorry. Okay, so moreover, one victim told the BBB scam tracker that scammers charge their credit card repeatedly, even after they ask for a refund, right? So these scammers said no other money would be taken out of the account again, right? So the victim